The rate of inflation across countries that use the euro has fallen slightly to 5.3% in July compared to 5.5% in June. Here, the rate is estimated to be a rise of 4.6% in July compared to 4.8% in June. Now, the rate of inflation is expected to continue to fall over the coming months, but that doesn't mean that prices are dropping. It just means that prices are still going up, just more slowly. Dara Cassidy is with us from the price comparison website bonkers.ie. Dara, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today. So inflation, a little bit like a Syria weather forecast, is rising slowly, but it's still rising.
That's a good way of describing it, to be honest. Yeah, when people hear falling inflation, and I think there'll be a lot of commentary from, you know, government who will be optimistically telling us that prices are beginning to fall and that inflation is easing. We're going to hear a lot of that over the coming weeks and the coming months. We really need to remember that all that means is that prices are increasing at a slower pace. They're still going up. Just to reiterate things, according to the CSO, in June, prices fell from 6.6% to 6.1%. The rate of inflation under the consumer price index, but they actually rose 0.8% over the course of the month, which is quite a significant increase. And there was latest figures from Eurostat today, again showing inflation in Ireland easing, but again, they were still actually increasing over the course of the month. So we're not out of the woods, unfortunately, and some big hikes on petrol and diesel and so on are coming over the coming weeks.
Yeah, talk me through some of the things that are still going up in price and will do over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I'll just go through them quickly. So motorists need to watch out, unfortunately. So there's some hikes on petrol and diesel as a result of the restoration of the excise duty cut. That's going to add around 15 cents to a litre of petrol and 11 cents to a litre of diesel. So it's a big hike. And then in the budget, it looks like the carbon tax is going to go up again, which will add another 2 cents to a litre of petrol and diesel. Now, the carbon tax increase will also increase gas bills and home heating oil, but that increase may be postponed until May, but it's still going to come in eventually. And as we all know, gas prices in particular are at record highs. Today, transport costs have gone up. Busairn has increased the price of its expressway coach services by 5%. Spotify has increased its prices. And just quickly, food is kind of a worry for me at the moment, because food and energy have been increasing quite rapidly in price over the past few months. They're very important things. We can't really avoid food costs or heating costs. And although it had begun to ease, Russia recently decided not to extend the Ukraine grain deal, which allowed for the exports of grains and oil seeds, you know, for the safe exports of those through, you know, through Russia. That now looks as if it's being ended, and there's a big fear that that is going to put a big upward pressure on global food supply chains and food prices over the coming weeks and months. So higher prices for things like maybe bread, cereals and pasta could be on the way again.
The scale of the rise in prices, particularly when it comes to food, is it all justifiably down to inflation?
It's a good question, and probably not, to be honest. If you look at some of the profits that are being made by some companies, so for example, you know, Unilever, Procter & Gamble, they've come out with pretty healthy profits over the past few months, which suggests that it's not all down to inflation, that there has been a little bit of profiteering. And this is something that I think the ECB has also begun to forecast and calculate and, you know, take into account when it's setting interest rates, because when interest rates go up, it's to try and dampen demand and to try to get us to spend less. But if the inflation is being driven by companies and corporate greed, for want of a better word, that's not going to do much. That's not really going to work. So, you know, some of it is due to inflationary pressures. The war in Ukraine obviously caused huge disruption to food prices and energy prices. But absolutely, I think there is just a little bit of profiteering going on. But it's further up the supply chain, I think. So when we, you know, talk about high food prices, people tend to get annoyed with Tesco or Super Value or Dunnes, and maybe there is a little bit of profiteering going on there, but really I think it's actually further up the supply chain that we need to be looking at.
Are prices ever going to come down again?
Good question. I'm sure they will eventually, but it doesn't look as if we're going to see deflation, so outright price falls anytime soon. Another big worry for me as well as food is that energy prices in Ireland, and indeed all over Europe, but particularly in Ireland, look set to remain very, very high for years to come. And as we use energy for so many things, for transport, for making goods, that's going to really put pressure on prices in a lot of other industries. Prices here are at record highs. We have the most expensive electricity at the moment in all of Europe. I think the second highest gas prices in all of Europe, way, way above average. We're maybe going to see a small 10 to 20% decrease over the coming weeks, but that is still going to leave our gas and electricity prices at very, very high levels. So we're kind of facing into, you know, believe it or not, another difficult winter with energy prices at high levels. So no, I don't think there's any reprieve, unfortunately, for the foreseeable future. And of course, we've higher mortgage rates to contend with as well.
Great. Dara Casley from bonkers.ie. Thank you.